the Rove and Sam catch-up.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years' experience who can custom make blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp-safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Sam is the best, 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 best.
Yeah. Why did you say that? That's a nice chant.
We were just watching a very funny video off our Facebook page. I'm sure you've probably seen it by now if you're a chitter chatter, of Sam eating bugs.
Yeah, I carry on a bit. But I was legit quite frightened.
Bring in the funny.
I was quite frightened. I can't look at that.
It's pretty gross. They're pretty gross.
Watching it back, and you guys will hear it in the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's pretty funny.
We played it three times today, I would think so.
Yeah.
Little radio secret, sometimes we play things at a second time during the day.
Yeah, we play things in the 6 a.m. hour. We might repeat it later on in the 8 a.m. hour.
Because no one listens for longer than 15 minutes.
People say that.
That's rubbish. You know what I've done? Because I don't just get all my information from numbers and graphs and pie charts.
Yeah.
I spoke to, get ready for this, a human being who actually listens to our show.
Yeah.
At Taronga Zoo when we had our Roarers Lenore sleepover with actual listeners of our show.
Yes.
And actually there was a group of them. Yeah. And then I said it again when we did a hide and seek training for the Olympics where I was talking to actual human beings who actually listened to our show. And said, hey, I mentioned the 15 minutes thing. They're like, what? I was like, yeah, apparently it's only 15 minutes. And they're like, no, longer than 15 minutes. I get what they're saying, but at the same time, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, so anyway, that means sometimes if you play something like at 6:05 and you probably, maybe you didn't even wake up till 7. You didn't even know it happened. So we'll do it a second time. Mm. But rather than go, here's a bit we played earlier, we just go, guys.
Doing the setup live.
Enjoy.
Just enjoy. Enjoy.
Everybody does it. It's fine. Today was a fun, silly day.
Today was a loosey-goosey show.
Well, Jamie, le button pusher.
Mate, Jamie's got a written warning.
Was that a real thing?
A written warning.
Well, it's a real thing, but I reckon I won't.
So Jamie was late today.
Yeah, guys,
I slept in.
It's the biggest fear you could ever do on breakfast radio.
I've done it once.
But you still made it before we were
I just panicked. I actually got here, ended up, like, I got here at
normal
5.
Time.
I think it was still close to normal time. But
you just rocked up when I rock up. Which is always late.
The difference was, though, that you probably found this today as well, Jamie. Jamie slept in a panic, had to get here really quickly. Like, I get up just before 4 o'clock because it takes me a bit of time. I have been known to just sort of just quietly
just
let myself wake up.
Just do some bits and pieces.
And it's about 45 minutes that I give myself to get ready. And really, like, everything's, I've already packed my bag. I've got my clothes out. I have, this is adorable, already pre-made my smoothie.
Aww.
It's waiting in the fridge.
Cute.
And so on paper, I'll shower when I get home. I don't do all that beforehand. Do it all at the end of the day now. So in theory, you go, what, 10 minutes? 45 because I'm so tired and it's dark and I'm creeping, not wanting to wake everybody up. But when that alarm wakes off, goes off, and it's like you're waking up at the time you're meant to be here in this building, you put a pair of pants on and you run out the door and everything else will take care of itself later.
Yeah.
And you still, you know, I get here, race here and just go, what? I'm the same time? Sorry, I'm running late, guys. What late?
You're early. Sam's still not here.
So, Jamie, we never really got to it on air because everyone likes to play silly buggers in this building. So what happened?
So yesterday, Arvo, I decided to
what's the real story, not the bullshit story?
No, this is the real story.
Is this, like, mate, this is the chitty chat. This isn't just ridiculous
content.
Mate, trust
me. Sometimes, like, you're running like you're...
What happened?
No, it is. Yesterday, Arvo, I decided not to go to gym. I thought I would have a nap because it's been a long week.
Yeah.
So I thought, yeah, I have an hour nap. But then I haven't woken up and I've slept all through the night and woken up
story.
Actually, I've just...
It's like 15 hours?
15 hours. I've just woken up naturally going, oh, it's a little bit light in my bedroom. This is weird. Oh, it's Saturday. Don't worry. Looked at my phone, like 25 missed calls and going, oh, shit, it's Friday. God. There's a show happening in literally 15 minutes.
It was... So I've turned up to... I turned up just before 5 to... Oh, Jamie's not here. I was like, oh, is that what time would you normally be here? 4:30?
About 4:15.
Not 4:15.
Why?
Hey, guys, does Jamie usually get here at 4:15?
Yeah.
No one's saying yes.
A lot of hand wobbles. A lot of hand wobbles.
No one's saying yes.
No, they're doing the action of skipping because I get here early and skip on the
roof.
Oh,
you do your world famous rooftop skip.
They're screaming through the glass. They're saying no.
You go upstairs to come downstairs. Now, let's see if we can... Hey, here's a funny thing, Chitty Chatters. Here's what we have to do on a day-to-day basis because everyone's got a button to talk, but they choose not to. Okay, so what's Jamie do? We're going to play fishbowl charades. So Jamie goes upstairs. They're pointing up, and he skips. I'm seeing a skipping motion.
He's always late.
And then he flips around.
Oh, she says he's always late.
And then he eats something out of a bowl. Oats. And then he points to the floor.
Oh, God.
What are you doing?
We could ask Jamie,
but I prefer not to. No.
Anyway, you don't get here at quarter past four. The moral of the story is he doesn't get here at 4:15. I wanted to know.
Is he having oral sex with somebody? Is that what's going on? He's trying to get a penis out of his face? What was that mime?
Oh, God. Now you're laughing.
Spraying
Spurs
himself?
Is talking about the weekend.
Jizzing all over his face.
That's what it is.
Guys, mate, that's I know the was. Ladies here. I know the way the minds think.
Sam, unimpressed, flicking through the paper in disgust.
No, they're just jizzing on their faces. That's what they are.
Oh, it must be Friday. You know what, Jamie? I don't think I want to know anymore. It's far more interesting to think you... So you get here at 4:15.
No, he doesn't. That's what everyone just said. He doesn't get here. Shut up, Jamie.
You're
going
to listen
lie.
To them. You're going to listen to them.
You always lie.
Are you kidding me?
Jamie, you're better than that.
Guess what? I'm going to get a fire extinguisher because your pants are on fire.
Let's start with some truth here.
Yep.
How many steroids do you take a day?
None.
Is this why you're sleeping? Because you have a little up from
your... Because you've overdosed. That's
yep.
why.
No, I'm not taking steroids.
Jamie, were you revived back to life this morning? Jamie, look me in the eye.
I reckon you actually went on the beers, maybe.
No, I didn't.
Injected some steroids.
No, I didn't.
So you didn't even wake up to go to the toilet in 15 hours?
No,
and then you came into work.
Up at all.
And instead of doing work,
right.
You're flirting with Cody, our pup producer, and it's sort of like, get your shit together.
Mopsy was in for an hour.
So you had to get your things together. You had
what
to
things?
Collect
my headphones?
Your mind? Or edit some audio?
What's one thing Sam has to do before the show?
She has to go and make a toast.
Yeah. That's right, Jamie.
Yeah.
What is your metaphorical toast, Jamie?
My headphones.
And then, Jamie...
Oh, here
you
we go.
Weren't even going to edit the bug video.
What?
Yeah, you know what.
You know those videos that you don't edit, Jamie?
Yeah.
I meant to say
what?
The audio. I meant
oh,
to say the audio.
Audio.
Oh, Jamie.
But you know what's up. You know what's up. That's all I'm saying. The chitty chatters don't need to know.
We gotta wrap up.
Sam's doing a thing,
Doo-da.
Oh, my God. We talked about the ghosting. We've done all that already. I feel there was something else from behind the scenes today that I wanted to talk about.
I had four pieces of toast, maybe?
Nah. That was it. That was it.
Four pieces? I'm seriously going to wake up.
I wanted to bring this up on air, and I forgot. So currently where we are, and I'm sure in other states through the News Corp Corporation, they're giving away little mini board games. And so you can get like mini Monopoly and mini Hungry Hippos. And today it's get your Chutes and Ladders mini game.
Oh.
Just $3.50 with the token. Chutes, not snakes and ladders, Chutes and Ladders.
Oh, because all the snakes got offended, so we had to change it.
Doesn't that seem that's exactly what this is?
Yeah. It's getting too PC, mate.
Oh, we can't. The kids are scared of snakes.
Oh,
what about all the ladders, guys?
The world is a joke.
Look, it is an absolute fun one today. There's a lot of giveaways, so the good news is all that is already cut for you. But we do have, Sam eating bugs. A little bit of a sneak peek. We should probably leave that in, Jamie, of our ghost tour, which is happening Monday.
Yeah, I'll leave that coming out of the Call of Fame.
I reckon you've got to put everything in today because it's a bloody great show.
I'll put Melbourne Cup in because Rob Mills...
I didn't think the Melbourne Cup was that strong.
Lose that. And, of course, Jamie being thrown under the bus on air.
Yeah, I might put your opener in for a little bit just to set up Mobsy.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Here's the not edited at all podcast, because that's what people in this building know actually exist.
You gotta kick it off with a killer to grab attention. Then you gotta take it up a notch.
All right, all right, all right.
I thought you sounded good. Your lovely voice for radio.
You are out of your mind if you think I'm gonna put this person on the air.
Is it a little too early for being that loud?
Are we gonna be goofing off like this every day?
This is Rove and Sam.
Good morning, everybody. Rove McManus with you.
Oh, and I'm Sam.
Hi, sorry, I'm still working stuff out. Look, I'm going to be honest. We need to say Ellie Angel is in this morning. G'day.
Good morning. Hello, Ellie guys. Ange.
Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. I wasn't doing anything.
No, apparently not.
Apart from sleeping. You're actually cleaning the sleep out of your eyes at the moment.
All class.
Poor thing.
So what would normally be happening around this time is we'd be making fun of Jamie the button pusher and his high hair and his inability to shred.
Yep.
But for some reason, he has decided to sleep in today.
Mate, you can't sleep in this indo.
So we have been leaving calls and messages. That's helpful when you call to leave a message.
Poor Ellie Angel has to work the afternoon shift as well.
Oh, that's all right. It's noted. Jamie really owes me.
Oh, he does.
If he shows up.
Mate, when he gets in, I'm drilling him for six, as they say.
Do they?
I don't know, actually.
Okay.
Rove and Sam.
Rove and Sam on your R&B Friday. My thing's not on. I need that on.
He needs a soundboard on, Jamie.
How am I supposed to do it? Jamie, look. Oh, this
He's
place
just
is
arrived.
This place is a mess.
Good morning, guys.
And, Jamie, just letting you know, you can't have a stinky attitude when you're an hour.
You're
supposed to be here at 4:30. You just rocked up a little bit past
now,
7.
If you've just joined us, so too has Jamie, the button pusher. He's normally here prior to the show doing
4:30
things. And he was not today.
Trust me, Jamie, I understand it's difficult to get out of bed, but me, scoozy. And now you've got a woofy attitude. It stinks.
No, good.
No, you've got to come in the studio. You stop being a teenage boy. We're not your parents yelling at you. This is your job. You need to be a professional, and your attitude sucks.
And he's got shorts on and thongs.
And thongs.
It's the first thing I found
and
when I woke up.
And you've got a confronting woman on your top. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to look at another lady's body while I'm working. I can look at my
what
own
were you
body.
Doing?
I'm sorry.
It's a banging.
What were you doing?
So I had a little bit of an Arvo nap yesterday, and for some reason, I didn't wake up until this morning.
Is this?
So
yeah,
I've had 15 hours sleep, guys.
Why do you have a bad attitude if you've got so much sleep?
Were you back listening to all our podcast Chitty Chats, our original content where you get to talk to us and you're playing it out to your friends?
Yeah. Oh, guys, I'm on the radio.
This is the real us, okay?
Guys.
This isn't like the pretend ones that you can show off to your friends. Like, oh, I know Rove and Sam.
I feel so bad.
What?
I woke up to like...
No,
so
you don't.
I woke up to 25 missed calls. My phone was on silent.
I couldn't speak. I turned up. I was sick. I had said to everybody, I can't make it. But I dragged myself here with my lips.
You dragged yourself with your lips?
I don't know what's...
make sense.
You don't make sense, Jamie. Okay, back to Jamie being an idiot.
So the guy's striking with the lips.
No one knows where Jamie is. We're all worried.
I wasn't.
Slash mad. So what happened when you woke up? How did you know you'd done something wrong?
Well, I woke up and I had 25 missed calls, and I'm thinking, no, why have I got 25 missed calls on a Saturday?
Oh, yeah, right. You thought it was a Saturday, mate.
So this is how you know.
Now you think it's a Saturday. Your store's all over the place.
So some of those 25 missed calls would have been Sam and I trying to work out where Jamie was. Here's just a taste of some of them.
Jamie isn't available right now, but he has asked me to ask you to leave your massage.
Why do these things never work? Tell them to leave their message.
But I love massages.
Oh, well, who doesn't love a good massage? Okay, give me a massage instead.
Okay, leave your message.
Oh, you son of a...
First of all, your message is weird as... Jame, we're kind of noticing that you're not here. We're going on air in about 20 minutes. You were supposed to be here an hour ago. Like, it's all cool, like, you know. But Rove and I are just kind of wondering if our show is going to make it to air. Anyway, give us a call back.
Jamie, it's Rove. Sam's crying. I think it's because you're not here. and she's worried that we won't get the show to where she had some really great stuff planned today. So give us a call back, you know, when you turn your phone on. Jamie Rove again. Sam has no more tears left. She is now cutting out pictures of your face and starting to stick them to items that she's then breaking. So, look, just for the sake of some of my personal belongings, could you just get here, please, as soon as you can? Thanks.
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Sam. Sorry about the message before. I didn't mean it. I was just wondering where you were because I was just worried, that's all.
Jamie Rove again. Look, this is getting a bit stupid now, mate. Just, right, we've got a show to do and we need you here to... Look, I know what it is that you do exactly. But hang on. Jamie Rove again. I just found out what it is you do. Turns out it's actually quite important. Could you just get here, mate? Just get here.
Yeah, Rove. Tell him Delta Goodrum's going to be here.
Okay. Hey, Jamie, it's Rove. Hey, Jamie, it's Rove. Delta Goodrum's here. And she's kissing Jacinta Campbell, and they both want you to join in. Sorry, sound a bit like Luke McGregor for some reason. I'm not sure. Get here as soon as you can. Bye,
Jamie. It's your mother, your father, and I are worried sick. We've come all the way down from Brazzaville to come and be part of your radio program, and you're not here. Now, we've been telling all the family that you have an important job, and now we think you're lying to us, son. Are you even here? No one says they know who you are. There's none of your personal effects. We're going to get the place swabbed for DNA to make you prove that you actually work here. Again, it's Mum.
Hey, Jamie. You're actually on speaker. It's Rove and I.
Yeah, g'day.
We've got 30 seconds until we're going on air. Sure. Apparently, no one's here. And look, if we don't have a show, then... Look, where the f*** are you?
Get out!
Where Get the out. F*** are you?
If you're here right now playing this, I'm going to walk across the desk and I'm going to punch you in the balls.
F*** me, we've got one job to be here on time and you're not f***ing here. Get here now!
Look, she's not taking it well, I'll be honest.
Look, that's also concerned about the show.
Okay.
Because I'm a professional.
Because Sam has a lot of issues to work through.
I'll tell you what, that was fun to wake up to.
So, we'd like to know, guys, 13, 10, 60, when have you pulled a Jamie? When did you not show up? You know what? To reward you guys for your stories, thanks to TLC, visit tlcelectronics.com.au, we have a TLC TV to give away. This is TLC Electronics for product information and specials, as opposed to the band TLC. Why does this say TLC, but then the other one says TCL? You've messed it up, haven't you?
It's TCL.
Someone's messed it up. This is what happens when you try to give away a TV on R&B Friday.
Oh, no.
Look, guys, it's a TV from a reputable electronics store. Not Chili and the other one. 13, 10, 60, when did you not show up? I have to go punch Jamie in the dick.
Rove and Sam.
Let's make it very clear. Right now, we are giving away a TCL TCL VT. A TV. A TCL TV.
Mate.
Thanks to TCLelectronics.com.au.
I honestly was like, hang on a second, why are TLC giving away TVs?
Because everyone is excited about R&B Friday, Sam. Okay. Something I want to say, but I'll say it later. Right now, let's get to some calls. Jamie the Button Pusher is late today because he slept in. When did you not show up? 13, 10, 60, we want to know.
Tamara in Wollongong, when have you when have you not shown up?
Okay, so I'm actually going in my husband.
Oh.
So we live in Wollongong. He got a job as a customs officer at the airport. It was his dream job. He's always wanted it. Mm. Anyway, so he misjudged the traffic, got there an hour late and got fired before he even started.
Oh no, hubby.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely devastated.
Oh, your poor hubby. It's not his fault. Yep. It was his first day.
There's just a point where you go, it's just... Do I just turn around and go home, right, at this point? I'm so late.
Oh, how devastating. Yeah. And what does he do now? Does he have a job?
He's a nurse, yeah. Oh, so he wanted a career change and still hasn't been able to get back into it because apparently they're very strict on lateness. So, yeah.
Oh, well.
But you don't even get no second chance.
At least he's doing something not good. Tamara in Camden.
Robbing people?
Yeah.
positive.
Yes.
I was going to say something and then I thought I might offend people, okay. So I just kept it in.
Tara from Camden, good morning.
And then I just said
morning.
That.
Who didn't do what they were meant to do? When did you not show up? Or was it someone you know?
I didn't show up on Christmas Eve and I had 40 turkeys to stuff for the Christmas order to get picked up that afternoon.
Hang on, you didn't
show up. Who are you stuffing turkeys for?
Good question.
I work in retail.
So you didn't turn up to a turkey stuffing
Guys,
event at work?
Cotton On's yes. giving away turkeys.
Tomorrow, we're in a very odd mood today. So what happened to the turkeys?
I had to do them in like 2 hours. My boss was not impressed.
Turkeys are stinky birds too. No offence to any turkeys listening this morning. Use some roll on. Jake and Cronulla, good morning.
Good morning.
When did you not show up?
Well, I can tell Jamie not to worry about not showing up this morning because I did the exact same thing about 2 years ago.
Oh.
And instead of showing up, I just decided to throw a massive party at my house and we just got smashed. Like, I ended up getting fired, but I just threw the party as a bit of more of a celebration, I suppose. Why not?
Hang on, Jake. So let me get this right. So you just slept through your alarm and you're like, you know what? I'm probably going to just have the day off. So let's throw a party. Why not, right?
Yeah, I just had a few group chats with all my mates. It's like, party, my house, get here. Everyone just got there. Massive party. House was trash. Parents were in Hawaii.
Jake, you just won yourself a telly, mate. Congratulations.
Won a telly!
Thanks to TCL. Visit tclelectronics.com.au for product information and specials. Congratulations, mate. Nice one.
Thanks very much.
Roven Sam. Well, last night, I'm officially done. I can't do it anymore. Goodbye, Bachelor. Goodbye, Bachelorette.
Mate, I'm with ya.
I don't know who's pulling the strings. When you were in charge, Sam, when you were in charge,
yep.
It was fine.
Well, do you know what? My season, just very quickly, my season was the one time we had a different producing team. So, mate.
Look, I'm just saying, I don't like seeing nice people having their hearts broken. That, to me, is not fun.
No,
but
it's
didn't
awful.
Maddie J, the boy, if you missed it, so Matty J and Lee, they're the final two. Georgia Love says, hey, Matty J, I found love. It's not with you. He doubled over like Ralph Wiggum on The Simpsons.
I can't deal with
it. It was like a ghost kicked him in the testicles.
It's so sad.
Not only sad, Sam, but just not filthy enough.
Oh.
The only thing that could make a sad outcome better is to do this.
We're talking about SEX.
Oh, my God.
You filthy animal.
This is the Filthy Bachelorette Finale.
I can genuinely picture and imagine a future each of them. It feels like such a long time since I've Lee.
I look out to the left and there's the secluded beach where we had our very first
Oh, I need some baguettes in the
I have planned for Maddie and I not only to taste and enjoy some but actually make our own two amazing guys, but I can only one.
I really don't know what's ahead. It could be an abrupt end to what's been such an amazing.
Let's play Getting to Maddie J.
I can't wait to play. This is my favorite game.
I have a massive. I'm not someone that huge. Entirely on my own.
You're going to my final two guys.
Yeah.
He definitely had his on Georgia, which is really nice to see. How are you with
I'm so nervous to Georgia's dad one-on-one. Chris is definitely the kind of guy that's not going to be easily.
Georgia's family wasn't the easiest of encounters, but I'm glad I got to do it.
You write your own message on your own little. We can hang it up there. If you win, you have to give me.
Fair.
If I win, I have to give you a.
I like those odds. I totally your ass.
Yeah, all right.
I really find that every with him just gets better and better.
And I loved seeing you so happy after my family, too.
Your family were amazing.
It was, hands down, the most incredible, beautiful, romantic I have ever seen in my life.
It's not easy to talk about my with you. I want to.
This is an incredibly difficult. So much harder than I ever expected it to be.
Must be a bittersweet for you.
It's been such a long time coming, and I've been so excited about this.
I would give absolutely anything to have Georgia.
I always knew this would be hard, but I never expected it to be this hard. There's always been something in my that's just not quite there. Not many guys bring a donkey when they first a girl. I've fallen so madly in love with. I love being able to look Lee in the tell him I love, best feeling ever.
Roven Sam. Friday 500!
Well. What have you done? What have you done?
If you've embarrassed your partner, you get $500. Easy peasy. Sarah in St. Clair, good morning.
Good morning, Rove. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sarah.
Now, what have you done, Sarah?
Okay, so my partner's family owns a chicken farm, and there's a little caravan out the back, and we were getting frisky in the caravan.
Oh.
When his dad got up in the morning to do the rounds, he noticed my car in the driveway, put two and two together, and opened up the door of the caravan and threw chicken seed in there, so we ended up covered in chickens because they all followed the seed.
Oh!
So hang on, so you guys are still lying there in post-coital bliss, and there's just chickens everywhere.
There's just chickens coming in, and they wouldn't stop coming in because they're like sheep, they follow each other.
Oh.
So if one goes in, they all go in.
Gee, weird. That's it. I'm just trying to imagine it in my head.
Oh my God.
And it's enjoyable.
Breasts and thighs everywhere.
Kim, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, what's your story for us, Kim?
Well, my partner's going to kill me for telling you.
Awesome. Come live with us.
He was riding his motorbike around our property, and he actually come off it, and the foot peg went up his butt.
Oh.
Ew. That would have been...
The spiky bit you put your foot on. And he's hobbled over to my mother and said, can you check my butt? And he's like done a brown eye in front of my mother, and there was blood pouring out everywhere.
Oh! No, seriously, it was a motorcycle accident. Seriously. How was your mum with it?
So he got one of my pads out of the cupboard, which he said, pads aren't so bad. I don't know what you girls whinge about.
Oh.
And had to go to the hospital and get stitches internal and out.
I think I've seen that in a movie once.
So who had to pull the actual...
Stop it! No.
And then they became the true king of England.
I do not want to know the answer to that question. Johnny and Ingadine, good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Very well. Johnny boy, what's your story?
Hey, just before I get started, I love R&B Fridays. It's an awesome idea.
Do you know what, Johnny? I want to play an air horn right now. We've been banned from air horns. Just turned up this morning and it's like, not allowed to use an air horn. I'm like, why? You're just not. I'm going to do it anyway.
There we go.
There's something going on that I don't know about, but there's an air horn for you, Johnny.
Now, Johnny, what's your story?
My partner's great-grandmother, they used to live in a pretty rural sort of area, a long way from services. And one time they were sitting down having Christmas dinner, and the call is made to sit up at the table. Grandmother's been sitting on the lounge for a while. They call her and she doesn't get up.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, they go over and give her a nudge and she falls over. She's dead. And they said, well, we could call the ambulance, but it's probably going to take the better part of an hour to get out here. Or we could just eat Christmas dinner while it's still hot.
No!
So they propped her up at the table and had dinner with her.
No!
One last dinner.
Johnny.
One last Christmas dinner.
Johnny. I don't think... That's normal.
Weekend of Bernie style.
Johnny,
I'm so...
Did they put a hat on her head?
Did they put some sunglasses on so you can't look at her eyes?
You probably want to put a bit of lipstick on because the lips probably would have been pretty blue.
Johnny!
It's what she would have wanted.
I mean, she loved Christmas so much, guys.
Had she given out the presents?
Would have been extras.
Was she stiff? I'm just curious. I like to paint a picture. I like to visualise things. Oh. I'm a very visual person.
Had you got your presents off of you?
No, they just like they put her arms behind her back and they used her hands for her.
I hope you
opened up the presents.
I hope you'd all kept your receipts.
Put it on
Johnny.
Grandma's voice while hiding behind her.
Oh no, this doesn't fit.
Oh, Johnny! Friday 5-5. Yeah, is there good any on. Point even having to
oh,
say
thanks,
it?
Good
guys.
On you, Johnny.
Oh, shit.
Sensational. Thanks
and Johnny,
a lot,
congratulations
and
for
I'm
winning.
I'm not joking.
Oh, man.
That is the truth. That story,
you know, it's
that
a pretty messed up story for anyone to make up, so I believe
that will
you.
Never be topped. Well, Johnny, congratulations.
Johnny!
Congratulations for winning
I
the Friday Five Funge, and congratulations for winning the Call of Fame as well. That's going to happen very soon today. Oh, my God, guys. You know what?
They put her up at the table.
I can't believe that. I love it. Guys, speaking of wonderful, tasty meals shared with loved ones, I have a special treat in store for Sam. I think it's delicious. She might disagree. That is coming up next.
Roven Sam.
Sam, I was fascinated by a story that I read. Our diet is in trouble.
Yeah.
What do we like? We like our meat.
I'm eating too much pasta.
Okay, that's probably a problem too.
It is, because I'm gaining weight like a bitch.
Okay, maybe off topic slightly, Sam. But they say things like, yeah, trying to grow crops, especially with meat and things like that. It's harder now when, you know, everyone knows about cows and their burps and their farts and how it adds to global warming if you're into that type of thing, which most normal, sane human beings are. So what they say is, you know what's a great thing for us to eat? It's a cheap alternative. It's not going anywhere. Bugs.
Bugs.
Eating bugs.
As in actual creepy crawly bugs.
Yes. As much, if not more, protein than, say, beef and stuff. They
Bull
reckon
dust.
An article yesterday I read, Sam, said that they reckon that bugs, insects, will soon overtake beef as our major source of iron and protein.
What?
I agree. I've been eating bugs for years. I've eaten, you name it, ants. Worms.
Mate, your household's strange.
Spiders. I've eaten a tarantula.
Is that what you do, like, when, you know, you see a spider just around the house, you just go...
I'll get one for you. One for you. I'm like a little frog. So if you haven't eaten bugs, right?
Of course I haven't, because I'm normal-ish.
So, here's what I want to do, Sam. I want to welcome you to the future. Mm. I have sent away, and I've got some bugs here that I would like you to eat.
Oh, God. God.
Crickets. I've eaten crickets before. I've eaten chocolate-covered crickets. Oh, it's like having a Kit Kat.
These ones aren't chocolate-covered.
No, these are lovely chili and garlic.
Oh, I do like myself some chili and garlic.
We'll leave that as the main course. Let's start with your entree.
This is foul.
These are ants.
I'm not a lizard team.
So I would like to... I'm going to have a little ant or two myself.
Yuck, Rob. They look disgusting.
No, they just look like little tiny...
Peppercorns.
Have an ant. They taste like Vegemite.
Right! They look like ants!
Because they're ants! Sam, they're ants. Do you want one?
No!
Have an ant.
No!
Have a tiny, just an ant head. So I got ant in my teeth. Do I have ant in my teeth? Do you want some ant?
I can't put in my hand.
Okay.
I need to put it on
this
a spoon.
Is fresh. This is mealworms.
I feel like a cannibal.
What?
Just eating flesh. I've lost my mind.
Okay. Are you going to eat one? Are you you're not going to try an ant? Do you reckon you can do it?
Look at it. I'm not even joking. I can't eat it.
Okay, here's a mealworm. It's in the name. It's in the name, Sam.
No.
Worm. I mean meal. Mealworm. Look, you can't even see the legs. You want one?
Okay. Give me one.
You want to have one?
I'll try. I'm doing this for the listeners. Ah, I can't even touch it.
What about if I put my worm in your mouth for you?
Oh, yeah, go. Yeah, maybe that. Are
you ready?
No.
Are you ready for it? Okay, well, let's just go straight to a cricket. Okay, Sam, I don't think you're ready for this. Let's go to a cricket then. Let's just do a cricket. Let's just keep it straight up and down. Here's a nice handful.
There's
a nice little handful of crickets.
I'm not carrying on like a pork chop.
Close your eyes, and listen. This is me enjoying some crickets.
My eyes are closed. Ah!
Oh, they're crunchy good.
Stop it, I can see it in teeth.
I got cricket breath. How about just one little cricket sound?
No.
Welcome.
I want one.
Welcome to the future. Welcome to your new world. She's done it. What do you think?
That was actually quite toasty. Roden Sam. You can be the greatest. You can be the best. Bring it in the Hall of Fame. I am the greatest.
For any reason that you have made it to where you were in the running for the Call of Fame.
Exactly. So if you've just made us lol of or have had a strange story that we're just like, what? you could be in the running. A few special mentions before we give away the winner. Mm-hmm. Paul, he called in for Jinx, but he wasn't really paying much attention.
The Jinx Arena broke down in a riot yesterday with our two players.
It definitely did.
So let's make it clear, concise.
But it was quite entertaining, so if you want to go right ahead.
We had fun. Well, Paul's got a question.
Oh, yeah, go, Paul. What's up?
Well, so did you ask the question already?
No.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Paul's like, I missed the moment.
Don't ruin it for us.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I missed the moment.
No,
sorry.
Paul, you're good. You're solid, mate.
Fun fact, he ended up winning.
He did.
Oh, there you go. Katrina, another special mention. She called in for the judge free zone, and mate, she was just having a good time.
Went and picked my gremlin up from work. He was busting to go to the toilet, but was stuck in traffic. So on mum's good word, she told him to get out of the car and go against the tree. And anyway,
Katrina's
and it was
happy.
So funny. It wouldn't end. The traffic started moving.
Hang on, how old's the grandson?
No, it's my gremlin.
Oh, right? your gremlin?
Yeah, that's my son.
Gotcha.
He's 20.
Oh, my God.
So he's just whizzing forever, right?
He couldn't turn it off.
Well, you can't.
Katrina's having a great time, and that's the most important thing.
I've been laughing since Friday about this, and it's just so hilarious, isn't it?
We'll come back to Katrina in 5 minutes. She'll still be having a good time.
I love it.
We did actually
still makes me laugh.
Go to another call that came back to Katrina, still having a good time.
Still laughing. But the winner for the Call of Fame this week is Justin. He called in for his spew story, but things turned a little bitty sexy. Are you on the work site at the moment, Justin?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm just laying some bricks.
Yeah, I can hear the guys in the background, mate. Have a good day.
Yeah, good. Do you want my number as well, Sam, or not?
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Justin.
Maybe didn't get the number, but got a $100 Visa card, gift card. Welcome to the Call of Fame. And thanks to you guys, as always. We love you. You make our week. Stick around because on Monday for Halloween, we went out only a couple of nights ago with Amy Goggins, our newsreader, Sam, and we put ourselves through the terrifying ordeal of checking out one of the most haunted sites in Sydney.
What the hell was that? Is that you?
Huh? I'm doing this.
Oh my God!
The voice got deeper and darker. You don't diss the matrix.
I can't deal with this.
Hey, fun. We had fun.
Yeah. Couldn't sleep for a week.
Ah, so you can hear the full results of that. And if you missed it earlier, Sam ate bugs for the first time in her life, a video you do not want to miss on our Facebook page. Trust me.
Great catch up today, Rove.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal. But yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also shutters, awnings and CrimSafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with the family-owned business that has over 48 years experience.
And as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelled with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?